Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the smartest guys I know, one of the great futurists of our time, the author of at least 3 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he always joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about things that are coming at us from the future so we can take advantage of them and not get run over by them. Right, Joel?
Absolutely.
So
it helps to know what's coming.
So we've been talking a lot about natural resources. You want to talk about the insulation project?
Yeah, this is one that I have become more and more interested in materials, just as we talked about the wood and using it in interesting ways. If you think about when you have a material, and especially with your show, because you reach such a wide spectrum of people, you never know how somebody's going to use a material. So I think it's important to keep people appraised of the advancement in materials because of new stuff. And there's a new thing that NASA has developed called a polymer aerogel. Hmm. So let me just say a couple of things about aerogel. Aerogel has a nickname, frozen smoke.
Hmm.
Aerogel is a form of insulation that's 99% air and 1% material. It is extremely good for insulation and acoustic insulation, too. It can really absorb sound. But it has a problem. It's really brittle. So it means it shatters really easily. Well, guess what? NASA has developed a material that has the same qualities as aerogel. It's an aerogel. It's a little denser. It's not a 99-to-1. It's more like a 9-to-1 material. So 90% of the weight or 90% of the structure is air, 10% is structure. But here's the point. It's 500 times stronger than anything else that's been developed. You can literally drive a car over it, and it won't collapse. And to give you an example, 1/4 inch of this material is equal in insulation to 3 inches of fiberglass.
Wow. You mean from a thermal insulation, not just sound insulation.
Yeah.
Thermal
insulation. Thermal.
And
it's flexible.
And you know, the other thing, Joel, there for many, many years, actually decades, there are already devices that they have in industry to blow this stuff onto walls.
Is this not
just a new kind of throughput to using those same devices?
No, this is actually a very different material.
This is completely different.
You're thinking of a foam. This is actually much less dense than those foams.
Well, how do they apply it?
Well, think about this as a sheet that you would put in on your coat. So you'd build it into your coat. You'd build it into your car. You'd build it into your homes. Literally roll it out.
Does it conform to shapes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you think about flexibility, sleeping bags and jackets and any place you're using standard.
How fire retardant is it? Do they know anything about that?
Good question. Let's see if it says. It has a wonderful lightweight and thermal insulation. But it doesn't say about fire retardants.
Because I was just thinking about, like you mentioned cars, it would be a thermal insulation for heat. It would be a sound insulator from the road, the motor.
Acoustic insulation, especially in cars.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's a material now that all of a sudden is very thin, extremely thermal and sound insulative.
Hmm.
How could I use that? It gets to be a really interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff can get changed by this.
Polymer
aerogel, NASA, and again, you'll have the on your site. You'll have the reference for looking at this. Yep. So that's very cool. And then the other one, just to finish up the discussion,
1 minute.
Is bioisoprene. Isoprene is a material made from petrochemicals that you use for tires.
Right
now, are making it biologically, and it's and cheaply. Literally in the millions of tons is the way it's going to be used. And
what's growing it?
They take waste materials and use a specially genetically modified.
And they're turning it into a rubber product, a synthetic rubber.
One of the highest quality rubber product. Mm-hmm. Extremely valuable.
Wow.
Not just for tires, but for gloves and all sorts
this
of
is
things.
The sustainability. These are sustainability topics, folks.
Yes.
This is what we've all got to be focusing more and more on. And Joel and I, you know, we don't always agree on the global warming thing, but we do agree on sustainability.
Yes, we do.
And I completely agree with it. Hey, Joel, thanks again. Great job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Very exciting, Joel. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, and I mean that very specifically and definitely, the author of at least three books on the future. I encourage you to check out anything he's working on. Go to his website, joelbarker.com, also starthrower.com. You can find out more about that project and check out his films. Outstanding filmmaker, Joel Barker. I'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when you get a chance to set it out or dance, I hope you dance. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.